Hi friends, this is Omar Fab and you are watching Play On, life lessons from the field made just for you by Bright Rock, the company that loves rugby just as much as it loves change. And I'm very excited to be on my own journey of change, transforming myself from a rugby amateur into a rugby expert. Soon I'll be able to talk to my husband about rugby. So, come with me as I talk to a very talented DHL stormer. Pleased to meet you, Brock Harris. You're a senior player and one of the most capped, well, you are the capped, yeah. Most capped stormer. Hey, how many caps do you have?
Yeah, combined it's over 200, so well, yeah, okay. So Currie Cup and Stormers is 105 now.
Wow, okay, respect. So you played lots of games in your career for South Africa and for Wales, the land of the Dragons. Yeah. What do you love most about rugby?
Rugby is just a united, everybody, especially position-wise, there's a place for everyone. If you're a bit heavier, then you're in the front row. Mm-hmm. If you're a bit quicker, the flashy backs, so we call them.
Flashy backs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of space for everyone to join into a team environment.
Okay. So people always see you guys as like physically, but how do you prepare mentally for a game?
Yeah, for me it's more a build up through the week. For me personally, I write everything down, very all the details, small adjustments to game plan as a youngster, I was always writing it down because that actually calmed me down before getting into a big occasion, because sometimes the big occasion, if there's 50,000 people, can get on top of you. But I think it's more a weekly just routine, getting every detail right and knowing your job.
So as the senior player, what advice do you have for young players that are just starting out?
Yeah, I think pre-season is definitely important to have a proper pre-season, because you can't go through a season not having a decent pre-season in terms of fitness and conditioning. And then just the other thing is be coachable. I think there's a lot of people of experience out there and listen to them and try it before you just think it's not going to work for me.
Absolutely, yes. So, winning a game, that's a fantastic feeling, and you feel well deserved and fantastic, everybody's cheering. But how do you cope when you don't win?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Everybody wants to win, and that's your winning mindset and the culture, and nobody goes on the field to lose. Sometimes it's the opposition was just better than you, and then you just need to take it on the chin. And then sometimes you need to just go and look at yourself and try and work on the stuff that wasn't great on the weekend. And I always say rugby is 7 days is a long time in rugby. So you can definitely quickly turn it around and look at the positives of the game.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me, what is your philosophy about change when it comes to rugby and to your personal life?
Yeah, for me, I don't like change that much. Mm-hmm. I'm really a routine guy, and like I said, in the week I like my routine. But sometimes, and it happens in games as well, you need to adapt.
So finally, what is the most important lesson that rugby has taught you about life?
Yeah, humbleness. Okay. I think humbleness, you're never bigger than the game. I think, especially like you've got a massive victory, like I said, 7 days is a long time. You maybe win the Crusaders with 40 points, and then the next week you can lose. It can quickly get you down again. So I think humbleness is a major thing, and always look for the positives. People get so negative and always focus on negative publicity and all that, but there's a lot of positives that you can take out of rugby and out of life. So
Wow, I'm really impressed. I'm going to come for some lessons from you. So, thank you so much for speaking to me. And may you keep on playing for many years. And also may you keep on winning. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
For chatting to me.
Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for everybody out there for watching. Play On, Life Lessons from the Field, made just for you by BrightRock. So from Omar Fabs, here's to rugby and here's to change. Bye.